Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. Today we're celebrating the memorial of the Feast of Teresa of Jesus, Teresa of Avila. What a great time to remember her, to have her alongside us with all the saints as we walk through these challenging times in the life of the church and living in the body of Christ. She was such a warrior and lived through so much suffering in her life, but she was so fruitful and so wise. She's a doctor of the church. And St. Teresa, we pray today. We begin our program. First of all, we honor you, our sister in the Lord. We honor you for the way you said yes to Jesus. And his life just burst forth from you in such a spectacular way. And you encourage us so much, helping us see how far a human being can go in being conformed to the person of Jesus if we're radically surrendered to him. St. Teresa, we love you. We ask you to pray for us. We ask you to pray for our political leaders. We ask you to pray for our church leaders. We ask you to pray for our families. We ask you to pray for each and every one of us, that we could have the single-hearted, single-minded devotion that you manifested. We pray that we could have the zeal for souls, the zeal for building the kingdom of God that was so manifest in you. I ask that you pray that I and all who are listening, that we could have the courage, the willingness to sustain any kind of wound that you manifested in your life, the courage to face obstacle after obstacle. And we pray that through your help, your intercession, the intercession of Our Lady and all the saints, we who are living in communion with them can manifest more and more of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we might think more like him and feel more like him and speak more like him. In Jesus' name, amen. It's just great to be Catholic. It's great to celebrate the saints. They're so encouraging, and they live through so many difficult circumstances, and you know, their lives echo into eternity. It's ironic, you know, how many human beings, especially powerful ones, whether they're, you know, rulers or warriors or whatever, everybody wants to make their mark and hope that their name will carry on in some way. But I mean, that certainly is a God-given desire, but it has to be carried on in the right way. That what we're really made for and what a heart and a mind that's enlightened is about is I want my name to be united to the name of Jesus. And for whatever I do, that it could echo into eternity. Not just be like carved into a building somewhere or a picture hanging somewhere, or maybe a name or something in a history book that, you know, most people are going to forget. I mean, to be remembered is to be remembered by God, and to have your name spoken by God. Well done, Teresa, my good and faithful servant. To have Jesus look at you with his eyes flaming fire, and he's the one who we stand before. There's no conning him. There's just no fooling him about who we are. There's no masks that we're going to be able to cover. But to be able to stand before him and for him to look right into our eyes, you know, the window of the soul, and he'll look right down into the core of our being and our soul. And he knew us from all eternity. He knew us when we became an idea and a reality in the hand and the heart of God our Father. And Jesus says, welcome, good and faithful servant. And he'll call you by name. He'll, you know, it's just, that is what the saints tell us is the moment we need to live for. Everything in your life and mine ought to be defined by that moment. The moment when the one who knows all truth speaks. And imagine what it will be like. And our life, even the little things that we've done, you give a cup of cold water to a poor person, you just little acts of love, ordinary daylight, you know, saying no to ourselves when we want to insert our will or we want to speak against somebody. And in Jesus' name, we take authority over me, say no. The little ways we walk in humility and the little ways we say yes to Jesus that nobody notices. He notices everything and he's going to reward it. He's going to let everybody know this one is my friend. This one followed me. This one listened to me. And friends, we're going to find out that there's people in this world who no one knows. No one pays attention to. Their name's not in lights. They're not in news every day. They don't have a brand that, you know, is making its way around the world. They're not big, powerful people. Hardly noticed. But they're mighty in the kingdom of God. Because why? Because their greatness is greatness in Christ. Great faith, great hope, great love. And they're not there by their own resources. They're there because they just kept saying yes, yes, yes to Jesus, just like Teresa. One of the things you see in the saints too that I love and that I'm challenged by is they're fighters. And they had such a capacity to see right through to the heart of things. They already had the mind of Christ and they had the burning eyes in which nothing phony and false can be hidden. The deception, the collective deceits of the world, the madness of crowds, all that stuff, they could see right through it. And they saw what was most important. I've been thinking quite a bit about Mother Teresa of Calcutta, John Paul II, and the way they spoke to culture and to the world. And recently I did a video, a YouTube video on reflecting on John Paul II's prophetic visit to Ireland in October 1997. I've talked about it in the past on the program. And St. John Paul is a witness to us about how to understand the stakes and what matters most. And here he visits Ireland, who had historically, in so many ways, had been, you know, the land of the saints and faithful to the Lord in so many ways. And John Paul came really just a year after he was elected Pope. And he comes to them like a prophet. And he says, Ireland, you are at a point of decision now in history. What was that point of decision? They were deciding whether or not to accept the legalization of baby killing, of abortion. And he went right at it. And he said, Ireland must now choose. The present generation must decide. And your choice must be clear now and be firm. He's beginning to challenge him. And he said, let the voice of your forefathers, who suffered so much to maintain their faith in Christ and thus to preserve Ireland's soul, resound today in your ears through the voice of the Pope. When he repeats to you now the words of Christ, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? What would it profit Ireland to go the easy way of the world and to suffer the loss of their own soul? Friends, I know that this has been legalized in the United States since 1973, but this battle continues around this issue. It's not the only issue, but it's a big, big, big issue. And St. Teresa of Calcutta will tell us why. John Paul will tell us why it's such an extraordinarily important issue. And you notice part of those who are trying to disrupt things are bringing down, you know, they're trying to silence the voice of our forefathers by bringing down statues of saints and bringing down statues of Our Lady and bringing down statues of heroic political leaders. And some of them, yes, totally imperfect people, but they stood for something, the kind of things John Paul II is talking about. We've turned a deaf ear to them already in many ways. And he says, your country now, he's speaking to Ireland again, is living again the temptations of Christ. Ireland is being asked to prefer the kingdom of this world and their splendor and its splendor to the kingdom of God. Now is the time of testing. He said, this is Satan, the tempter, the adversary of Christ, will use all his might now in deception to win Ireland away, to go the way of the world. What a victory he would gain. What a blow would inflict on the body of Christ if he could seduce the Irishmen and women. Dear daughters and sons of Ireland, pray, 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 pray. We should just insert the name of our own country and the countries around the world that are shaking. And then he says in this one paragraph, which is really amazing, he puts it in perspective. He said, and so I say to all, have an absolute and holy respect for the sacredness of human life, from the first moment of its conception. Abortion, as the Vatican Council stated, is one of the abominable crimes. He's quoting scripture. And this is super insightful, and it puts it where it needs to be. To attack the unborn life at any moment from its conception is to undermine the whole moral order, which is the true guardian and the well-being of man. Let me say that again. To attack unborn life at any moment from its conception is to undermine the whole moral order, which is the true guardian and the well-being of man. May Ireland never weaken in her witness before Europe and before the whole world to the dignity and the sacredness of human life from conception to natural death. St. Teresa of Calcutta, a couple of quotes a friend of mine pulled together for me recently. She said, any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use violence to get what they want. That is why the greatest destroyer of love and peace is abortion. How about that? The world is saying it's an expression of love. The world is saying, no. This is love. You see how different the saints are? Do you see how they can see and penetrate to the core and they're not afraid? Another quote from Mother Teresa. Many people are also concerned about all the violence in this country of the United States. That was a long time ago she said that. Think about now. If she was here today, she said, these concerns are very good, but often these same people are not concerned with the millions who are being killed by the deliberate decision of their own mothers. And this is what is the greatest destroyer of peace today. Abortion, which brings people to such blindness. And she often connected, she said at one point, essentially like, you'll never solve this violence problem, is what she's saying here, in the cities of the United States, until you come to terms with the greatest crime, the greatest violence of all. Another quote, she said, America needs no words from me to see how her decision in Roe versus Wade has deformed a great nation. The so-called right to abortion has pitted mothers against their children and women against men. It has sown violence and discord at the heart of the most intimate human relationships. We've decided to instantiate that position in law and to defend it. And it has had a much greater impact on the sort of systematic, steady, slow moral decline in our culture. And what we're seeing now, the violence and inhumanity, the rage culture, all of that. What she said in that first quote is so interesting, but any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use violence to get what it wants, to get what they want. Friends, let's remember today we have an election coming up, and there is a lot at stake, but we have to remember what's central. And if we don't respect God and the things of God first, we're going to continue to live under the judgment of God. And we're going to experience the consequences of our decisions. We're going to produce something from our decisions. And that's partly what we're seeing right now. And through it, the Lord is calling us to repentance, to walk in the footsteps of the saints. Teresa of Avila, pray for us. St. John Paul II, pray for us. St. Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.